You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez.
Beat Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That, of course, is Perez. How was your weekend?
Great. I'll get to that in a second. But in today's show, we're going to talk about one of my favorite people. It should be appealing to you old farts, Madonna. We're also going to talk about another oldie. It's the oldies show. We're going to talk Alec Baldwin and another old fart, Kanye West. Plus, on the spectrum, though, we are going to, as delicately as possible, touch on something with regards to a 10-year-old, Kanye West's daughter, Northwest. But we'll get to all of that in a second. First, I had a few people who wanted details and for us to discuss my dinner on Friday night with Chris Angel.
Okay.
In Las Vegas. So I will do it briefly. Some of you might remember that Chris Angel and I, in the past, very publicly beefed in major ways. I think I spoke about it on the podcast.
I don't recall that, no.
Oh, well, I had him on the podcast, and I interviewed him without you. So maybe I explained it there, but maybe not everybody listened. So a brief summary. I'm trying to think what year it was. I don't know. It was for fucking ever ago. Mm-hmm. He had a show at the Luxor that he did in collaboration with Cirque du Soleil. It was called Believe. It was garbage. It was so bad. And not only that, but, you know, it was painful to watch because he had just opened it. I think it was after the opening. I went to see the show and there were multiple stops during the show. Like, they didn't have their shit together. So this was, like, at the beginning of Twitter, right? I'm guessing maybe it was 2009. Like, Twitter was super hot because mm-hmm. It was new. And I was tweeting live during the show. I'm like, oh, my God, another fucking stop during Chris Angel's show. This is worse than getting a root canal. So after this, like, third stop, he comes out back on stage. And he's like, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special guest in the audience tonight. Perez Hilton.
Oh, boy.
Please, a round of applause for that piece of shit. Now, a lot of people might get up and leave. What did I do? I stood up and gave a beauty pageant wave, and I sat my fucking ass down, and right. I stayed for the rest of that show.
Good man.
So there was a lot of back and forth between us for years on social media.
Right.
But then I had kids. He had kids. I grew up. He grew up. One of his children also went through pediatric cancer. That changes you to your core.
Sure.
And then a couple of years ago, he and I made peace. And I was really happy about that. So we've been friendly for a couple of years now. Flash forward to 2024, and these two local media people, they make him like the punchline to all their jokes. They continue to rag on him and really be mean. In fact, this one local guy said, that Chris Angel mentions his son's pediatric cancer during his shows just to get a fake standing ovation. Mm-hmm. And that really upset him. So Chris Angel reached out to me and said, hey, you know, I'd like to invite these two guys and you out to dinner. Do you think that they would say yes? And I'm like, well, doesn't hurt to ask. You know, he didn't know them. I have relationships with them. So I asked and they both said yes. Mm-hmm. And it was awkward at first, but it ended up being a fairly nice.
Good for you.
So, I mean, it sounds like you were the nice peacemaker on this, and you put them together, and they should lay off him a little bit. If they don't like the show, don't fucking go.
So that was good. It was nice, and I'm proud of myself for also sticking to my healthiness. I had tuna.
I don't care what you ate.
I don't know. I had a shrimp salad for appetizer, and I had a seared tuna for my entree, and dessert. So, and I didn't drink either. So I'm laser focused until mid-February. Yeah. And that's it. Thankfully, Saturday and Sunday, I just stayed home unpacking, and I got a lot of things out of boxes. How was your weekend? How you been since last we spoke?
Everything's good. I mean, you know, Kellen is riding out the end of COVID, and she's doing very well, but there's no guests over. There's no hangouts happening at my house, and it's dry January still. So I'm essentially just, you know, futzing around the house, just kind of looking for things to fix for the past 2 days. I mean, I've been literally doing nothing. I actually can't wait to go back to work today because I have nothing to do and it's raining in LA. So I've just been really bored, to be honest with you.
When you retire from radio, you could have like a second career being like a house person. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to take projects, and I dream of things like that, but I don't dream of recording them and having to put them together. That just sounds awful to me. But things like, I've been paying somebody to construct this concrete wall in my backyard, and I know I could do it. It's like things I know I could do. I just don't have the fucking time.
You could do a concrete wall?
It's not that hard. It's just basically concrete and water, you know what I mean? And time. I'd love to just take on every project myself and never pick up the phone to call anybody to fix anything again. I just do it myself.
That sounds like my idea of hell. All right, let's get right to it, shall we?
Let's do it.
Since our Patreon show, news broke after that Alec Baldwin has been indicted by a grand jury in this ongoing saga of that poor cinematographer who ended up dying on a shoot of his a couple of years ago. He's been charged, or is going to be tried, for involuntary manslaughter, and I am just beside myself. Like, I don't like Alec Baldwin, but I'm shocked that we're at this point, because actors are not responsible for prop weapons on a professional film or television set.
Yeah.
It's just how it's been done for decades and decades and decades. Something awful happened. It's not Alec Baldwin's fault.
Right.
And now for the law to say something contrary to what the film industry and safety guidelines have been doing for decades, it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, I think it's because he's the producer, and if there is a fall guy, he accepted that responsibility in his producing of this film, and I think that's all that it is. Somebody had to take the fall, and it is weird that he's also an actor. But, you know, it is his name, .. on the line. I don't know, man. The whole thing just is, it's tragic. And we'll leave it at that. We'll let the courts sort it out. I think it's going to be a waste of time at the end of the day. I, like you, I think it's kind of cut and clear. And you're just wasting everyone's time.
Oh, well. All right. On to Kanye West. You know, I feel bad for his, quote, wife. But I'm pretty sure she's getting paid. I mean, she was his employee, might still be his employee. So hopefully that's a big salary, because having to deal with this man is just beyond. People may rag on Kim Kardashian, but she, quote, put up with him for so long. And yes, some might argue she knew what she signed up for, but people change. And especially when you're in the courting phase, you behave a certain way, but after you're married, a lot of people change. And also, Kanye's mental illness got progressively worse and worse. So it was a combination of him changing now that he got the ring on and got her on lock, and then his mental illness getting worse and worse and worse. But she's a freaking saint. The way she handled that, And I think this wife is pretty good too, because, you know, if she wanted to, she could be on social media and this, that, the other. I don't even think Bianca has social media. It could be wrong, but Kanye still has social media. He's been banned from a lot of it, but he's posting on Instagram. And I guess maybe other people would be allowed to post what he posts. Instagram has some interesting rules. Like, you can show full on ass, but you can't show any nipple. But like, bare butt is okay on Instagram. And to me, that's, you know, that's pushing the envelope. Because I think that the age of minimum use for Instagram is what, like 13 or 14?
Probably, yeah.
I don't want my 13 or 14 year old looking at bare asses all day long.
If they got a phone in front of them, as you know, they can find anything they want. So that's the least of your problems, I would think. But back to Saint Kardashian. Give me a fucking break. The thirstiest person on planet Earth attached herself to the other thirstiest person. Give me a break, a saint. Come on.
The way she handled that was very respectful.
She signed up for crazy because she wants attention and she aches for attention 24 hours a day. And she gets what she deserves. I'm sorry, I'm not giving her sainthood because she put up with Kanye West.
No, you're wrong. When Kanye...
No, I'm not.
You are wrong. When Kanye started his whole anti-Semitism thing, you think she liked that? You think that was good for her brand? Fuck no. And yet she still handled all of that as tactfully as possible, I think.
Mm. I think you sign up for Kanye and you're along for the ride and you get what you fucking deserve.
As I explained, he changed in many ways.
Same person.
Kanye posted these very provocative photos of his wife, Bianca, and he's continued to do that, ass out, wearing this like latex hoodie. It just rubs me the wrong way because he's really just turning her into this like sex object, which, as I mentioned a few episodes ago, is such a double standard because he complained about Kim Kardashian being too revealing, and now he's purposely making his wife revealing, maybe because they don't have kids together.
Yeah, but he did the same thing with Kim. I mean, she was all kinds of naked and part of his photography. Remember when she was on the stairs and she was completely nude?
That was before he was born again. Kanye found God.
Okay. God was never missing, by the way.
Anyways, on one hand, Kanye is doing that to his wife or for his wife or about his wife. And then on the other hand, according to reports, they're taking some time apart again. What I said at the very beginning of this whole Kanye segment, how fucking exhausting. According to reports, Kanye has moved into a hotel to take some time away from his wife. She must be so thankful. She's praising God for that.
You want to know who the saints are? The people that work at that fucking hotel and have to put up with him.
God, or his employees. Speaking of Kanye, his daughter North just debuted a grill, this diamond grill, and some people have strong feelings about that. Many or some think that a grill is something for adults, and this 10-year-old girl should not be wearing a grill. Hmm. I'll say what I've always said. Not my fucking daughter. If they want to let their 10-year-old daughter get a nose ring or, hell, nipple rings, would I do that for my kid? Would I let my child have a nose ring or nipple rings or even a grill? Fuck no. But I'm not Northwest's father or brother or uncle or anything.
Yeah, I have no opinion. I'm with you.
The one thing that I... to say as respectfully as possible, looking back at the last 12 months of Northwest's public life, it is apparent to me that her mother and father are engaging in actions with regards to her that are placing her in a very adult world and doing very adult things. And that's a choice. And that's a choice. That's it. Yeah. I want my 10-year-old son to be a fucking kid. Because at 10 years old, you're still a kid.
Yeah.
My fucking 10-year-old son, sometimes, like, if he gets emotional about something, he'll still fucking cry. He's fucking 10 years old, okay?
Well, he has a very emotional dad, too. So,
oh, that's, you know, true.
He sees a lot of the wackiness that you're putting him through.
No, like, yesterday he started crying because he did a poor job. God. Oh, God. I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, God.
I love these stories.
I mean, little things, but like yesterday he started crying because, you know, I want to give them autonomy and help them be self-sufficient. And,
right.
You know, yesterday it was the day to, Sundays and Saturdays, you do errands and do shit, you know, shit around the house.
Right.
So yesterday was the day to trim our nails. Like I'm the one like, okay, today I have to trim my nails. So everybody trims their nails. So, you know, I let him trim his own nails and like he did such a bad job.
What do you mean he did a bad job?
So he just did a bad job. Like he barely trimmed them and then they were it was just awful. So I was like, it's all good. All right, let me do that for you. And he's like, no, I don't want you to do it for me. I'm like, let me just do it for you. And then next week you can try to do it better. He's like, no. I'm like, let me do that. I said, I let you try. And then next week you can try to do it better.
I'm sorry. This one's on you. You should have just let him do it.
I
Who
did.
Cares if they're uneven?
No, not even. He barely cut them too.
So what?
He's got piano and that interferes with the piano lessons.
I mean, come on. They weren't like that long.
Whatever. I did not. Whatever. All right. Let's keep it moving because I don't want to like go any further. But also wrapping up our Kardashian segment. God, they're fucking. It's 2024. We're still talking about them. Jesus Christ.
You're still talking about them. I don't think anybody else is.
I still think a lot of people are. In fact, this one video that I'm going to talk about went viral in a major way. So a lot of people still are talking about them. Kim Kardashian. And hopped onto that trend of like, you know, I'm Kim Kardashian. Of course I, blah, blah, blah. I'm Kim Kardashian. Of course I have a tanning bed in my office and this, that, and the other. And that's interesting, you know, like they still, well, first of all, a lot of people were upset about that video. They were bothered that she was so copious with her consumption and flaunting this, that, and the other.
You follow her, you fucking morons, is what I would say to all of them. You're the dumbest people on the planet if you're following her.
No, a lot of people don't follow her, but that video went viral across social media platforms.
I didn't see it anywhere, and I'm on social media all day long. It's the algorithm of stupid. That's what it is. It's like it must know that you're dumb, and it shows you other dumb things.
Well, I did see it.
You see everything. That's hardly a fair argument.
I've got to give her a round of applause because if you actually peel the layer back and look underneath what is happening on surface level, it was just a marketing gimmick. She did that to try to promote her new product at the end, which she did. So she it's like rage culture. She purposefully did things to try to upset people, to try to get everybody talking, and it worked.
Yeah, but the thing is, when are people going to see through all of this? I mean, for me, I'm like, here comes the marketing. Like, enough of your stupid products. Congratulations, you hit one with Skims. You ripped off somebody else's idea, and you know, you've made a ton of money from it. Just disappear now, please.
Speaking of Skims, in a surprise move, do you know who the new Skims ambassador is?
I'm going to call them Spanx because that's what they always were. But who's the new ambassador?
Lana Del Rey.
Really?
I know. I had the same reaction. I mean, Lana's headlining Coachella. She doesn't need the money. So why is she doing this? Especially because like her whole thing is about cultivating this image of being uber cool.
Yeah, but maybe she just likes the product.
I guess.
Literally, make it that simple. People seem to like it because Spanx was a great idea when it first fucking came out.
But a lot of people would think, ooh, Lana Del Rey associating with Kim Kardashian and Skims, that's selling out.
Nothing shocks me anymore. I mean, everybody takes the check now. It's a different fucking day. I mean, in the 90s, you'd say no to everything in the 2000s. But now it's like the more you're whoring, the more successful you are. It's like I keep hearing that fucking Shawn Mendes song in like an Applebee's commercial or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Which one?
Like, nothing holding me back, whatever.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just like, oh, God, like, it just cheapens everything. Skynyrd has a Sweet Home Alabama in a KFC commercial. It just irks the shit out of me. It just bothers me. But it's just, I don't know. It's just the way of the world now, I guess.
I don't think Adele would do a Skims ad. She's like the only one.
Does she take money for anything?
Like, I don't
think so. Does she endorse anything?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. She's about the art.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I love her so much.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
In more music-related news, Madonna is being sued by some fans for going on way past the scheduled start time of her concert. Uh-huh. The night or nights in question, she didn't go on till nearly 11 p.m., mm-hmm. and she has a 2+ hour show, so she wasn't done until well after 1 in the morning the next day. At this point, it's on you, yo. Like, Madonna's been going on hella late for many years now.
No, if you go see her
in concert, you should expect this.
Forget about the fan. Think about the person that has a family that works at the arena.
They must be happy. They're getting paid extra overtime.
I don't think they're happy. I think some people have kids at home waiting for them, and they just want to go to work and do their job. I just think this is disrespectful to your fans.
Well, it is disrespectful. Absolutely.
That's where I'll leave it. I just don't think that this is a good look, and I'm glad someone is at least... Look, they're going to get nowhere with this, but I'm glad that people are at least introducing this conversation and idea to her that her fans are 1,000 and they need to go to bed before tomorrow.
I'm sure the concert promoters have been telling her that forever. It is what it is.
What do you think it is in her mind? Is it just she's one of these people that just doesn't believe in a schedule and is just ready when she's ready? Or do you think she just knows? She's like, I'm going to finish my tea. What do you think it is?
I don't fucking know, because I'm like, if you're late consistently, just start getting ready earlier. Like, what's the big deal?
Right. I don't know either.
If it's like your hair and makeup taking too long, start an hour earlier.
What else is she doing? She a banker in the day?
I don't understand it. I don't make excuses for her. I would say, though, that like she's been doing this, I think, for about a decade now.
Definitely. I mean, the show I went to at the Forum, I remember because the Met game I was watching on my phone went into extra innings, and it was like the longest fucking game ever. And so I just sat there and I watched, and it was like, I don't think she went on till maybe after 11, and this is the Forum. You know what a pain in the ass that is to get to.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there watching the game, and the game ended, and I'm telling you, like, the final out happened, and then she walked out. I was like, was she watching the Met game?
I don't know, though, how these people find lawyers. Like, I wish I could find a lawyer. Cause are they really paying these lawyers?
No,
I don't
way.
Think so. Like, who are these lawyers working for free, and where can I find them?
On a park bench.
It's crazy. In more music-related news, congratulations to country icon Reba McEntire. Mm-hmm. It's been announced that she will be singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't see that. Good for her.
I guess the question is, will she sing live or not? I'm going to guess lip sync.
By the way, the Chiefs won yesterday. Did you watch?
Yeah, the Chiefs won. And I don't understand a lot of sports people. Like, who cares that Travis Kelce's brother was drunk and shirtless? Like, why is that a thing?
Well, I don't think it's a thing. I think everybody loves it.
No, I know, but why do they love it so much? Like, who fucking cares? Like, why? Like, what's the big deal?
He plays for another team and he's got Chiefs.
But he's retired. He's retired, and that's his brother.
Well, he hasn't retired officially yet.
Oh, he hasn't?
He has to play the Pro Bowl. But it's just wild to see someone of his stature there with the shirt off, having the best time supporting his brother. You know, he's got fans and introducing them to Taylor so they could wave to her. The whole thing's just sweet. It's wholesome. These two guys are huge stars, and it's a good look for the NFL.
Was it wholesome or was it obnoxious?
No, it's pretty wholesome. I mean, he's a really beloved guy, and I think they're beloved brothers. I mean, Travis is like, he's so elite, and it's just cool. They're good stories, and America's Sweetheart is with America's Sweetheart. It's nice.
That one moment where Jason Kelce lifted up a young fan and carried
it. He looked like he stole her.
Well, I know. I would have been like, I wouldn't want him doing that to my kid. Like, what if he was wasted?
Oh, please. He has kids. He wasn't wasted. It's not like he's pounding shots up there. He's a family guy. I would trust that ogre with my kid all day long. I mean, I wouldn't worry about that too much.
I saw him pounding the beers.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would take 10,000 beers to get that guy drunk.
That's true. He looks a little out of shape.
Well, he's a lineman, you know? I mean, those guys are big.
Is that what they're... But, I mean, wouldn't you think they need to be, like, fast and shit like that, or no?
They stand and block.
Oh, that's all you do?
It's all about mass, you know? And it's, you know, I'm sure he's very strong. His upper body strength.
Oh, I'm
his
sure.
His legs are probably in sync. Probably could lift a truck. Those guys are beasts.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, that week, there's a ton of events happening in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And I got invited to participate in a celebrity poker tournament.
Wow.
And I have no idea how to play poker. I have no clue. I know some terms like royal flush.
Royal flush, there you go. There's the flop, the river. You don't know anything about
No, that's not a real thing.
The flop, yes.
That's not a real thing. The river.
The turn card, sure.
Are you bullshitting me? The river? What the fuck is the river?
Three cards come out. Right? Yeah. So you watch.
Oh, God. Now I'm getting nervous. Oh, my God. I thought that was... Are you serious?
Yes.
What's the river? What is it? What is
You'll
it?
You'll have to look it up.
Oh,
I
God.
I can't explain it to you. It's too hard from the beginning. Maybe I should play in your stead.
No. Well, they asked me to participate, and I was like, I have no idea how to play. Sign me up. I'm doing it. I think I could learn really quickly.
I don't know about that.
I mean, even if I flop, like, listen, I'm not using my own money in this celebrity poker tournament. So what do I have to lose? Nothing.
Well, it's just you piss off everybody at the table, like, because you don't know what you're doing. And the cards come out and you're picking them up and you're showing everybody your cards.
No, I'm not going to show my cards. I know not to do that.
You need to watch, like, Poker After Dark or something. Like, watch one of those episodes online just to get a kind of a feel of what it looks like, you know, just so you can understand what's happening.
I know how to play blackjack. That's like
no, that's
easy.
That's counting to 21.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
Oh, God. Now I'm stressed. All right. Well, in more sports related news and media related, God, this is such a bummer. Every single writer at Sports Illustrated was fired on Friday.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Some weird shit happened where the owners of the license for the name that's been publishing Sports Illustrated defaulted on a loan and blah, blah, blah. So big drama over there. And also big drama media related over at Pitchfork. A lot of layoffs at that music website too. They're being absorbed into GQ, and the GQ editorial staff is now going to be handling Pitchfork. So... wild times. Speaking of wild times and media related, the ex-wife of Playboy impresario Hugh Hefner, Crystal Hefner, is the latest one to go on a media tour talking everything Hugh Hefner, and she's coming out with a memoir. And one of the revelations in that was that she was never in love with him. Yeah, no shit, bitch. Like, the fuck?
She writes a book that says the obvious.
Yeah, bombshell.
She was there for the ride.
And now they're all just trying to, you know, make money off of it.
Kicking dirt on his grave.
Although my one big thing, like, listen, I respect a hustler. I respect a grift. You know, you were working it. You milked it. Mm-hmm. If that were true, it is true. Why are you still calling yourself Crystal Hefner? Why not drop his name?
Well, you can't give up the money, Perez. You can't give up the notoriety. That name opens doors still. I just can't imagine who would care. The guy's dead. And that whole thing in time has passed. And it's not even intriguing at the moment. You know, I don't even think enough time has passed where we're looking back at that time fondly anymore. It's still Me Too'd, if you will. I don't know. The whole thing's just weird to me. Who cares?
I mean, the women that went through things, obviously.
No. I mean, who cares to read it is my question. Like, who's saying, well, I need to know more about these ladies. Like, she just admitted that she did it for the fucking money. What's so interesting about that? I just don't find any of it interesting. You were a hanger-on and you just owned up to being a hanger-on. I don't see what's so fascinating is, I guess, what I'm trying to get at.
A publisher clearly disagrees with you.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, on to some social media stories. I'm excited about this little section. We haven't done that in a while. Can you all please, and hopefully it's just a few dumb people, but not a lot, but there's this new trend that seems to be catching on, and I just need it to stop. Have you seen this? People, and actually it's gone so mainstream that even fucking Reese Witherspoon did it this past week. People eating snow or making snow ice cream. I just don't want to be eating like literal snow off the ground. And some people are like adding condensed milk and then and like trying to make ice, like literal ice cream with the snow.
I wonder how these people have this much time on their hands.
Reese Witherspoon is busy. Reese Witherspoon has multiple businesses and she's doing this shit. I don't get it. And I want it to stop. Okay. Also, this one story infuriated me. Every once in a while, you'll have this story of a business really effing up. And that's what happened with this baby brand called Kite Baby. Mm-hmm. They sell baby clothes and they're all about children and mothers. And they really mistreated one of their employees. Have you heard about this story?
Mm-mm.
So what happened was an employee of Kite Baby for a while had been struggling to conceive, did in vitro and fertility treatments and all of that stuff, and was not able to have her own child. Mm-hmm. So she got a call that a baby was available for adoption. However, the baby was born extremely prematurely. But they said, you know, this extremely premature baby is available for adoption. The big issue was that the baby was in a hospital 9 hours away from where she lived in Texas. Mm-hmm. So she asked her employers at this baby brand company if she could work remotely because the baby was 9 hours away. And they told her no.
You see somebody's true colors right there.
How insensitive. And secondly, like, how insensitive. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's wild. Not only that, they said no, and you're going to lose your job if you do that. They didn't even offer her the ability of like, okay, we can't do, you know, remote work, but you can come back once you're done. They just said no.
Well, look, there's two sides to every coin and there's always two different stories and we don't know the other side. This person could have been a horrible employee, may have been a pain in the
ass. No. The owner of the company fessed up to it, made two videos apologizing, saying that she was insensitive, saying that, you know, the job had never been done off site before, so she didn't think it could be done offside and blah.
Still, both things can be true at the same time. Look, you're a baby brand. You got to think you'd bend over backwards for a pregnant mom or someone that wants to take care of a child, not a pregnant mom.
I would think so too. Lily Lucas on our Patreon asks, we want the no doubt tea. Strained at best. We got to know more backstory there. I'll answer this because I know. On our Patreon show on Thursday, we were talking about No Doubt performing at Coachella. And by the way, they have since clarified, mm-hmm, a little update. They will be playing both weekends.
Right.
But they didn't say what night. So there's still some doubt.
Yeah.
Some uncertainty.
They should change the name of the band to Some Doubt.
Anyways, the drama is Gwen is Gwen and she's the star. You know, she got married to Blake Shelton, didn't invite the guys. The guys have been wanting to do shows and tour and do things, as no doubt, for a while.
A long time.
And Gwen had no interest. And Gwen would perform the No Doubt songs during her Vegas residency. So she's like, I don't fucking need No Doubt.
Yeah. And they got paid, too. They got paid every time she did that.
It was a difficult relationship. I mean, look at Oasis. They're brothers, and they've got a difficult relationship.
Yeah, they can't get it together. Look, at least No Doubt, they're doing something. And it's all about money. It's always about money. And I'm sure they got a huge check to do it. But all of these bands are. I mean, you look at what, you know, what Blink-182 is doing. I mean, they're in the top five grossing bands of the year now. They are raking it. And that money was available. And look, Gwen can still do shows. But it's just that whole nostalgia thing. It's just that moment. Everybody wants it. From the smallest band of like Sum 41 and Yellow Cards to all the way to the top to Blink-182. All of these bands are just making loot right now.
Avril Lavigne just announced a tour today. She's going on tour with a few people. Like, I know it's Simple Plan and some other folks. And mm-hmm. I'm excited for that tour. I want to see it. Yeah. All right. More music-related news. Justin Timberlake has soft launched his new single. How? Well, he had a show over the weekend in his hometown of Memphis, and he performed his new single there, even though the song's not officially released, mm-hmm. but people videotaped it. He allowed cameras inside, and the song is making the rounds. I like it. Do I love it? No. It's called Selfish. Is it a bop? Is it a smash? No. But it reminds me, and some people might think this is a diss. I don't view it as a diss. It reminds me of a Nick Jonas solo single. But I like Nick Jonas's solo music, so.
Yeah, I actually like Nick's. He had one song that was freaking great.
He had
great.
Two, Jealous and Chains.
There's another one he did, lesser known. God, I want to look it up now. I'll look it up. But the Timberlake song is, he's ripping off himself. It's just another version of Not a Bad Thing. It's,
yeah.
It's the exact same song. It's kind of that meets Mirrors. It's
yeah.
What I would want from Justin Timberlake.
Well, I like it. One of my power gays was very.
I like it too.
Yeah. One of my power gays was very disappointed by it. I'm like,
really?
All right. Yeah.
Oh, I think know. It's very good.
I liked it. Yeah. Also, another song you should check out. This one I actually enjoyed more because it's like cotton candy. It's like designed to just be like McDonald's. Kygo with Ava Max. Their song is called Whatever, and it samples that iconic Shakira song from the early 2000s. Whenever, wherever.
Oh, nice.
So that's called Whatever. It's a bop, Kygo and Ava Max. Some film news very quickly. For all you oldies, this is the oldies show. Andrew McCarthy, Demi Moore, Rob Lowe, and Ally Sheedy are reuniting for a Brat Pack documentary. Although, where the fuck is Anthony Michael Hall?
Yeah.
We need the whole crew, okay? You can't do it without Anthony Michael Hall or Molly Ringwald. Where is Molly? This is bullshit.
Where's Emilio Estevez?
Oh, right. I know. You cannot do it with just you guys, all right? Bring everybody to the table or I will be very upset. All right. More film-related news.
By the way, it's Find You by Nick Jonas. That's the song I always really loved.
Jamie Foxx is back on the set of his film with Cameron Diaz after a very long break following his still undisclosed health-related issues. So glad to see him back at work. And finally, one last story, but before we get to that, a quick thank you to some of our Patreon supporters, patreon.com/Perez Hilton. They gave us topic suggestions for today's show. Thank you to Brittany LaBouf, Connie Archer, David Hayes, Here for the Tea, Jenny Woods, Joanne, and Sarah Barber. Finally, some TV-related news. As somebody who's probably too old for this, but I'm still excited about it because I didn't expect it to happen. Selena Gomez, little mogul that she is, and I think she's such a genius because you know what? It's this new model of not being too precious and just doing it all. She still does music. She's mainly focusing on TV, but like cool TV, like that show with Martin Short and Steve Martin. And now it was just announced that she's going to be executive producing a reboot of the show that made her a star, Wizards of Waverly Place. And she won't be a series regular, but she will be a guest star making occasional appearances. So the fact that she's even going to be in it in some capacity, love that.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
All right, let's take a call or two.
Hello, guys. I mean, Catherine, I'm just calling to say hello. I've been listening to you for a while now. I think you were my Wendy Williams replacement. And when I was my late teens and all through my 20s, I was so obsessed with celebrity, right? I think we all were. And it's so true, you know, Booker, when you talk about how these celebs, how they don't grow past age 19 and you know, how we all have real lives. It's just so interesting. I don't care about the celebrities anymore at all. I like to listen to you. It feels like you're my friends and you chat and we just hang out and I do craft. I'm just so much more interested in my own life and your guys' lives than these people. So thank you for keep making it. It's weird that I listen to this because I'm really more here for their personality, not so much for the content, but I love the discussion. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing and a happy belated New Year.
A lot of personality here, that's for sure.
I'll take it. Thank you. Very kind.
That was very sweet of you. And nice with the Wendy Williams. You know, I think people forget how great she was on the radio. God, she was so good.
And then she was way too old, though, for saying the shit she was saying on her TV show.
Yeah.
Like, she was fucking insane. Like, when she said, I still remember, like, the most shocking thing when she was talking about Britney Spears and the awfulness happening to her. She said, death to him, to her father. Like, what the fuck? You're wishing death to her father? What the fuck?
Remember she did the one thing where the one like influencer died?
Oh God, I know.
She was like, well, he's gone. Just moved on to the next thing. Like she didn't know who the fuck it was. It was funny.
Jesus.
All right, another call.
Hey, it's Brandy from Washington. I'm just listening to the episode about Gypsy Rose, and I just want to give you guys a little more backstory and Booker to give you a show recommendation. The Act on Hulu. It's about Gypsy Rose, really great. I believe it's Joey King who stars in it. There's also a tons of documentaries on her. But you guys were talking about how she was 20 years old. Well, she was. She didn't know she was that old. Her mom had, she's been under the abuse for so long. I think she thought she was 13 years old. Her mom wouldn't let her get out of the wheelchair. She had her on feeding tubes, multiple teeth pulled, all sorts of crazy, unnecessary procedures. And it was more than what you think. But I really suggest watching The Act. It's a great show on Hulu. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Well, thank you for that recommendation. Thank you to everybody for calling. Our number is 800-721-1185. We still want to grow this. So if you would be so kind in this new year to share our link with anyone and everyone, it's PerezPodcast.com. And if you just can't get enough of us, our Patreon, we really appreciate the support. That's Patreon. patreon.com/Perez Hilton. We'll see some of you on Thursday. If not, see everybody else next Monday.
Well said. Take care.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.